Jeremiah chapter 8. At that time, says the Lord, they will bring out the bones of the kings of Judah and his officials, and the bones of the priests and the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem will be exhumed out of their graves. They will spread them before the sun, moon, and all the host of heaven, which they have loved and served, which they have followed after, sought, and worshipped. They will not be respectfully gathered or be reburied, but they will be spread like manure on the face of the ground. Death will be preferred to life by all the survivors who remain of this evil family, who remain in all the places where I have driven them, says the Lord of hosts. You are to tell them, this is what the Lord says. When people fall, do they not get up again? Will one turn away and not return? Why, then, do these people of Jerusalem turn away with perpetual apostasy? They hold tightly to deceit. They refuse to return. I have listened carefully, but they do not speak honestly. No one repents of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Each one turns back to his own course, like a horse charging into battle. Yes, the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, swallow, and the crane observe the time of their migration. But my people do not know what the Lord requires. How can you say we are wise? The law of the Lord is with us. The false pen of the scribes have turned into a lie. The sages will be put to shame. They are dismayed and caught in their own trap. Since they have rejected the word of the Lord, what type of wisdom is in them? Therefore I will give their wives to others, and their fields to those who conquer them. Because everyone, from the least to the greatest, is dominated by greed. From the prophet to the priest, everyone acts deceptively. They have treated the wound of my people as if it were only superficial, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed that they have committed such an abomination? No, they are not ashamed at all. They do not even know how to blush. Therefore they will fall among those who have fallen dead. In the time of their punishment they will be brought down, says the Lord. I will totally consume them, says the Lord. There will be no grapes left on the vine, or figs on the fig tree. Even the leaves will fade. The things that I have given them will be taken away from them. They say, why do we sit still? Assemble together. Let us enter into the fortified cities, and let us die there. For the Lord our God has condemned us to death, and given us poisoned water to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good comes our way. We hoped for a time of healing, but instead only terror. The snorting of his war horses is heard from Dan. At the sound of the neighing of his strong stallions, the whole earth quakes. They are coming to devour the land and all that is in it, the city and those who live there. Look, I am sending an enemy like serpents among you, like vipers that cannot be charmed, and they will bite you, says the Lord. I said, my grief is beyond cure. My heart is faint within me. Look, the voice of the cry of my people from a land that is far off. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is her king not in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with their foreign idols? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved, they lament. For I am broken because of the brokenness of my people. I mourn. Dismay has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why has the wound of my people not been healed? Jeremiah chapter 8.